This is Derek Warren here with Nicole Morrison of The Chamber. Thank you for joining me today. I know it's a busy day for you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We got lots of events coming up. It is going into July now, so we got July 4th, and then we got some stuff coming up after that, including Effingham Jam is the big one. So we want to start with that one?
Yes, so Effingham Jam is on Friday, July 12th in downtown Effingham, and we have a few things going on with that. Our big part of it is our Hometown Throwdown, which is a local amateur barbecue contest. And right now we have 12 teams signed up, so if anyone else wants to sign up, we are more than happy to have you. But this year they will be cooking pork butt and chicken breast, and then they do a side for the community to sample. But then for the judging only, this year we brought back, we're starting ribs. So we're going to do St. Yes. Louis style ribs. Ooh. Just for the judging, but.
Everybody loves ribs.
I know. Yeah, and we do have teams like Wonky Donkey. They were our winners last year. They came home with quite a few of the John Boost trophies, but they're back this year to defend their title.
Oh, yeah. Got to defend the title. We'll see what they bring out this year. Is there usually a new item that they bring out each year, or is it a...
I'm not really sure. I think sometimes they always try to tweak it a little bit just because the judges are different every year. Okay. So, I mean, one thing, that one group of people could really enjoy, another group may not. So,
yeah,
I think a lot of teams will work on stuff throughout the year and just kind of perfect what they want to do. And then they bring it up at Ham Jam. And
yeah,
we love it.
Yeah, everybody loves good food like that. And
12 teams competing in the Hometown Throwdown. And then we have a few vendors. We have Crazy Eights Barbecue, we have Poe Smoked Barbecue, and we have Takiria Jalisco. I am probably saying that terribly wrong, but they're one of our new vendors. Actually, all three are new ones this year. And then we have the Green Creamery. We have Gilmore's Dried Sweet Treats, and then Sarver's Sweet Treats. So a good mix of sweet and salty this year.
Perfect.
Yes.
I mean, good thing for my dentist, for sure.
Oh, just wash it all down with some Kerner's beer, right, and you're exactly. Good.
All right. Yeah, Effingham Jam coming up. That's the big one for this month.
Well, real quick, on Ham Jam, so we are looking for volunteers still. If anyone would like to volunteer, just go to lovetheham.org. And then we are doing our raffle again. We started this last year. Since all proceeds for Effingham Jam go to the Chamber Foundation Scholarship Program, and John Boost has been gracious enough to give us another item to that they donated, and the equity did. So John Boost we are raffling off a 42-inch walnut bar height table with four bar stools. It's valued around $2,000.
Yeah.
And then the equity has donated a tabletop two-burner Blackstone.
Wow, all right.
I know. I know. I want that. I mean, I'd like the bar height table, too. I don't have the space for that, but I got room.
Right, yeah.
I got
a small house, but I'll find room.
Yeah. But yeah, those tickets, you can buy those online. Just go to effinghamjam.com, and they're only $10. Each, and you do not have to be present to win. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And local businesses getting in on it. That's always nice.
Yes,
to hear.
Yes. So. Yeah. We are very fortunate to live in a community where our businesses are just, they donate so much and they give back to us, and they really help us make this event what it is and allow us to do it every single year. So
interactive in the community. Always love hearing that.
We love that.
All right. We've hit Ham Jam. What else we got coming up?
And then next up, we have a ribbon cutting for Krusty's, which is Continental Mills. We're doing that on 7/19. They are celebrating. I think they've done some renovations, but then they are branded now under Krusty's Company, doing business, how they were with Continental Mills.
Yeah.
But that is on Friday the 19th. And then they will share that they are doing a free pancake breakfast on the 20th for the community.
Oh,
so
who doesn't love free pancakes?
I know. Come out and show your support for the ribbon cutting, but then head back on Saturday the 20th for their free pancake breakfast.
All right. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
All right.
And then also that day, we are doing our chamber member, we do our networking luncheon, which is something new we started last year. It's our first Friday luncheon, but we added a networking component to it versus having a formal sit-down dinner. So this just allows chamber members and then anyone in the community who is curious about joining the chamber just to come to lunch and network with other leaders within Effingham County. And this one's at Pinky's. So it's always nice to get on the lake and just have an hour, hour and a half where you can mingle with other people, enjoy a delicious meal, and with a beautiful black backdrop.
Yeah, kick your feet back and enjoy, right?
I know. Yeah. It's always nice out there. Our business after hours. Yep. After hours wraps up the month for July. And it's only four events in July, so I feel like it's a pretty light month for us. At Kingery Printing on July 25th. It's a Thursday. Yep, July 25th. And they have some new equipment that they want to showcase. And then just anyone who is interested in seeing inside a printing company. This is one thing I've been fortunate enough to see through Manufacturing Day that we do, because they take part in that. And it's just, it's a very interesting thing to see that you don't think about. Yeah. You're like, oh, things get printed. Great. But you can really see back of the house and see how they do things.
Yeah, see how all of that's made and behind the scenes.
Yes,
yeah.
And have, you know, some food and beverage while you're at it.
Yeah, of course.
I think, you know, really just check out our calendar, effinghamcountychamber.com. Check out the events calendar. We are supportive of the community events that we have. So any events that you guys have coming up, you know, please add to our calendar. Any questions you have about joining the chamber, you know, really investing in your business, give us a call. And Becky will be happy to talk to you.